This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, Monday, the 1st of August. You got me 4x4, Richie?
I do. You're all there, Dudley.
I'm all there. Isn't that? That's encouraging to know. After I saw it, well, there's a little bit of a problem in technology, and it's not the big story of the day, but it is the story, I guess, for us, because it has kept me from being on the air and all the other people. Rich McFadden at the studio in Washington, along with Kara Schillen. I'm on the farm as usual, and I'm perplexed at Donald Trump and the Muslim parents and why it is that there should be any of this going on. It's distressing, distracting, questionable. It doesn't
do anybody good. What distresses you? What is distracting about it?
I'm distressed because it's an issue that ought not to be an issue.
Yes,
this guy's,
I agree.
I mean, Trump sounds stupid, frankly. And I have had my moments when I have thought that Trump would be the better of the two choices. But when he pulls stuff like this, it just doesn't make it. What are you going to get into a fight with these people for? You're never going to get sympathy unless this country is so divided that people actually think that what Trump says makes sense. Here's a guy, and what you're doing is playing into all this Muslim fear. There's a certain amount of value, I suppose, to that. But here are these two people. I don't like the fact that they were played up at the Democratic National Convention. But in terms of what their son did, I don't get how you question any of that. And why would you get into an argument that is this disruptive?
You should never get into an argument with a Gold Star family.
No.
Never.
Why?
Never. You're going to lose. You'll never win. Never win.
No.
But here's the thing.
Especially with his supporters being who they are.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. Does it irk you just a little bit that somebody is even using a Gold Star family as a pawn?
Well, that's the other side of it. That's what I said at the beginning. Yeah, I mean, the fact that they were out there to begin with is bothersome.
But still, pawn and somebody does put them up on stage, okay, thank you, God, thank you for your sacrifice. Enough said. Done.
Yeah.
That's
done.
It. Walk away.
Yeah. Well, what you know, I've said this how many times over the years, what really annoys me is politicians using soldiers as a backdrop of their campaign.
Yeah.
So in this circumstance,
they went
there
to the
two
end
wrongs, and the first wrong was having them there to play that card. But then Trump fell for it. And then did what they, in essence, they've played these people, they've played on their experience, played this tune like the fiddle, this is like a Stradivarius for them.
And meanwhile,
and
Hillary's sitting back there just giggling
nothing,
the whole time.
Well,
it worked.
Giggling, but it isn't doing anybody any good.
It's making Trump look like a fool.
Yeah.
And
it's
working.
Make him look like a fool.
The political tool worked.
Yep. Now, is there another side to the Putin-Trump relationship that makes him look more like a fool? I'm trying to figure that out. Have they or haven't they gotten into the DNC, supposedly into the campaign, as well as the DNC? And is that something that Trump and Putin are in together? Enough suggestion.
No.
I think Hillary said, yep, looks like Donald Trump and Putin hacked into our computer system. She thinks the Russians did it to help Trump win the election, so she said.
Well, and it's that very well could be possible that the Russians are indeed trying to help Trump win because they don't want Hillary out on the Y. But Trump is not coordinating with Putin or the KGB to try and hack into the DNC. She's alleging that he is urging them to do so, and that's why it's treasonous.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is messy, and if this is the best we can do for presidential politics with these two characters,
the fact that
we're in bad shape.
That the Ruskies are tapping into the DNC servers and are able to affect our conversation on the election is scary enough. That is scary. That should be left to friends of mine like G. Gordon Liddy, not the Russians.
And the thing that I'm curious about, too, is if Julian Assange really, is looking out for the American people when he's releasing all of this stuff about Hillary Clinton, or if he has his own personal agenda.
A little of both?
Because I don't really trust him as a person. No. Hillary Clinton may not be the best person, but Julian Assange definitely is not either.
Yeah. But the things that have been released by him have helped us more than hurt us. As far as him being a wonderful human being, no, he's a scumbag. But you look at it, you balance all these things
together. A fan of WikiLeaks, but you know what? He can come back to bite you.
Yeah. It hasn't bitten me yet. My butt is intact on both sides, Richie.
Well, we'll see how the election goes, and we'll see whether you favor it and whether this had any effect on it or not.
I think I'm still, now I'm more than ever likely to vote for the third party under the circumstances. People say, you might as well stay home. Yeah, I like Gary Johnson. Yeah, Bill Weld even better.
Let me see. What did he say over the weekend? Now he's for TPP when he wasn't.
He is for TPP?
Yep.
He's off of my book. I missed that one.
He had an interview with CNN over the weekend, and he's for TPP now, and there was something else where he conflicted his previous opinions about something. Yeah. And
nothing worse for the American people than the TPP. That is certain. It's like we were giving everything that we have here away and putting the American family farmer out of business. Nope. 13 past the hour on Good Day. It's time for me to talk about the hottest nutrition product of the year. That's a statement, a bold statement. What's the old expression? I'm trying to remember. That's a tough statement for a tender turkey or something along that line. Definitely, Super Beets are in. I'm drinking it. Richie's drinking it. Kara's drinking it. There are athletes that have gone to Rio. You know, I've decided I'm going to take a different approach to Rio as well. There's so many people who are laughing about it. And what I thought over the weekend, this is an aside, but these kids have worked so hard to be the best at this stuff. Is not their fault. I think we ought to have a better attitude about the Olympics. The Olympic Committee is corrupt. They're responsible for all this, not these kids who have worked their hearts out. And so the games that are supposed to begin this Friday deserve our support because of the people that we are sending there, not because of how messy the corruption is. There ought to be, either you put them out of business. This is all so corrupt. They were bribed by officials in Rio to put that there. And they all knew at that point that it wasn't going to work. And now it's just, it's more
the conclusion. The last three Olympics have been like this, where in Russia and China, where it wasn't going to be ready, it wasn't going to be safe, it wasn't going to be clean. I think this thing's gotten too big. They can't produce it anymore.
All right, so anyway, but the point I was making at the outset here is that there are marathon runners, there are basketball players, athletes in general who are drinking it in Rio, or the people who are part of the Olympic Committee. So, if you want to not necessarily be Olympian, you don't have to be Olympians, but if you want to be in the best shape of your life, you eat healthier, you work out every day, and you drink your Super Beets. Super Beets is the secret to staying on track with your diet, with your exercise routine. It curbs cravings because Super Beets actually taste a bit sweet. Your energy will be through the roof. And if you're active like I am, you'll appreciate that. Stamina turbocharged. You get better results when you're working at the gym. Great for your heart, for your brain, for your muscles. Get in shape. Eat clean, no added sugars, and get yourself Super Beets. Dietary nitrates. The nitric oxide opens up the, it's a miracle molecule for arteries, open them up, circulation to everything in your body. One Super Beets a day plus a Neo 40 capsule in the morning, and you're on your way to be in the same space as all these professional athletes. A lot of football teams use it now, too. Doctors say drink this. Dr. Ken says drink Super Beets. Dr. Jack says drink Super Beets. All right, so what else do I have to tell you? How do you get it? Doug, come on. All right, already.
Please.
You told us enough. Let's. How do we get this stuff? If you haven't ordered yet, call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Black cherry is the flavor. Doesn't taste like vegetables. You'll love the taste, and you'll love what it does for you. Get the free book, Beat the Odds, when you order for the first time. 800-655-4183, and you get a an extra month when you order 3 months. You get actually four, pay for three. That's the deal. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, or you can go online and order at DougLikesBeets.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Don't miss out on the lowest prices of the season event at Sam's Club this Saturday, August 6th. Get a Vizio 55-inch 4K SmartCast TV, just $428. Doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30, in store 10 online.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
All right, this hot air balloon thing over the weekend has a lot of people pretty upset. We're going to talk about it, get some information, and, you know, where do you go with something like this? 16 people lost their lives. Apparently the guy that ran the company was a drunk, and...
No, he wasn't. No, he had one DWI 16 years ago. Don't buy into the media doing this to this guy.
All right, well, the guy's done himself in. 21 after the hour.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Space was just a word made up by someone who's afraid to get to.
Nick Jonas, in the music news at 24 after the hour here, reportedly he was offered millions of dollars to perform in Cleveland at the RNC convention. He was offered a couple of million by a private donor to play a free concert on July 24th as a thank you to the people of Cleveland for hosting the RNC. However, he wouldn't have been able to play the event because of a pre-scheduled appearance at a Rock Nation event in New York. So is he known to be a Republican, or does that make a difference anymore?
I would think. I would imagine he is, because otherwise no artist would ever play there if they didn't. It's just the way they are now.
Yeah, and I know when he was growing up, him and his brothers were on the Disney Channel, but they were all like, they all had promise rings, and I think their right. family was very religious. But wouldn't you like to be able to turn down a $2 million job?
I know.
Have enough money that's okay. You don't have to worry about it.
And why didn't they get, aren't the Lachey brothers from Cleveland? Or is it, no, they're from Cincinnati.
That's Ohio.
Yeah,
they all start with C's, they're all the same.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have expected to hear that from you. All right, so anyway, Nick Jonas and the RNC story. Now we have some New Music Monday news for you, focused on the Beach Boys, actually on Brian Wilson. There's a new live album, Brian and Friends, that was recorded at the Venetian Theater in Las Vegas, released now to the public as a DVD and a CD. Guest collaborations, exclusive songs, behind-the-scenes footage. Call the Right Time, Brian Wilson.
I may not always love you.
This is God Only Knows from Pet Sounds, which is also enjoying your 50th anniversary this week.
Yeah. So you have anything from the Brian Wilson album?
Not from the new album, the live album. Not yet.
All right.
But this song is on there. So on the new album, it's basically a ton of songs from Pet Sounds and some of their older stuff, but it's just live versions
really?
That they did. Yeah.
Right. Well. So I think I saw some video of this recently. Where the heck was I? Was
yeah, the people. What a mess the Beach Boys are.
I don't know. Well, they're all, it's two or three different
I think there's two.
Around.
There's the Brian Wilson version, and then there's the Mike Love version, which has one of the other Beach Boys in it. Come on, guys.
Once in a while, you see them all together.
Well, yeah,
this for the 50th anniversary they did.
Al Jardine. He's featured on this new album, but I don't think anyone else from the band is.
Listen to Kara, who knows her Beach Boys stuff.
I'm totally not reading an article about this. No, it was interesting, though, because I guess they recorded it 2 years ago, and it was a PBS fundraiser. So people could buy
that's
it then.
Why I said, yeah, that's right.
So this is basically, they're now releasing it to the public, so you don't...
Because 2 years ago was the 50th anniversary of the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Boy, you know what? There's an interesting side story to that. All those PBS shows that go back through the history of music, they even had one for the big band era. They've had any number of them for the 50s and 60s, the 70s, the 80s, certain groups. This guy, T.J. Lubinsky, has made a career out of now not only doing music, but he's doing old television shows. There's one that they're playing now, Carol Burnett, and all of the clips from her show. It's a PBS special that he put together. And I think I saw one that was aimed at one of the other shows that were like the Carol Burnett show. It had lots of comedy and that sort of thing. And so and they use that, and people, the older donors, love that stuff.
I tried to buy the Carol Burnett full TV series for my wife. You know how much it is?
No.
A couple $100.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, send your wife back to Columbia. 28 past the hour, and good day.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Peter Doig is a Scottish artist whose paintings can sell for millions of dollars. So, when a Canadian man found a painting in his home with the name Peter Doig on it, he thought he was rich, even though the signature was slightly different from the artist's. Unfortunately, when he was preparing to sell it at auction, the artist told him he didn't paint it. The fortune the man thought he had fizzled, and now he's actually suing the artist for millions instead. The Canadian man, who was a corrections officer, says he bought the painting from Doig when he claims the artist was in jail in Thunder Bay decades ago. The artist says he was never in jail in Thunder Bay, and new records recently revealed that another man named Peter Doig, who spelled his last name with an E at the end, unlike the artist, was incarcerated at the jail. Let's be fair, the case should be thrown out immediately, right? Well, it probably would be if it had been filed in either Canada or Scotland, but it was filed in America, and a judge is allowing the lawsuit to move forward. Surprised? Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a 12-pack of Crayola color pencils, just 97 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Together, I'm Doug Steffen. Without Victoria, without Jennifer, but Kara and Richie are here as we work our way through a few problems. It's not big, it's just one of those things. Technology at its best and finest works wonderfully.
Hello,
technology.
Monday.
Yeah, exactly. It's Monday, the 1st of August. A lot of strange things. This is the time when we need Astrologer Maria Trilogy to tell us what's in the stars that's affecting all of these things, because there's plenty. Although there's a new moon tomorrow, August 2nd, and that's supposed to be good for lots of different things. So, in the meantime, the weather over the weekend, at least on the East Coast, the weather remains hot on the West Coast, Midwest. The weather, the flooding actually that went on.
We had terrible floods here in Ellicott City, which is directly between Washington and Baltimore.
Right.
And there's a historic Main Street there, and it's pretty well just gone.
Yeah, I was reading an article on it this morning because it's a. I always like to go there. It's a fun place to go shopping for antiques or just it's a cute little town. And one of the roads between the two buildings on either side, I mean, it must have been 5 feet lower. There's just nothing there. Yeah.
The buildings are there, but the road is gone, and it took the foundation away. So the buildings are connected. There's just nothing underneath.
That's a hilly area, as I recall.
Yeah.
I mean, driven through there. But what is there about this that would be worse than any other flood or storm?
Nothing. Well, I guess probably the sad part here is it's a historic area.
Yeah, but why is this storm can't have been that unique that it destroyed as much as it did?
I think it just came down so quickly. They said they got 6 inches.
Six inches within like an hour.
Yeah, the same amount that you would normally get in like a month there.
I was driving in it 15 miles away from where this happened.
So was there any hail, or was it just
no hail,
pelting
just
rain?
Hard rain.
Hard
rain.
Did you worry about going off the road? There's a lot of, because when the roads are, the reason I wasn't being facetious, happens in the summertime when there's really a lot of this heat, it brings the oil out of the macadam, and it makes the roadway slick when it mixes with water. So a lot of accidents take place in the summertime.
That's actually more dangerous than the light rain and this kind of rain.
Yeah, right.
It was pretty heavy, but I was only in an inch or so of rain over there. I mean, they're getting it heavy, but it was treacherous. There's a video of a car being washed down the street of historic Ellicott City, which is only, maybe a mile long.
Yeah,
not even
that.
And they were trying to help the woman get out of the car, mm-hmm. and they created a human chain from one of the antique stores out to the middle of the street, and somebody caught the whole thing on video, the woman climbing, being scared to climb out of the car, hold on to the guy who was three people down into the street, arm by arm, and pulling her in, and it's an interesting video.
Yeah, a lot of interesting weather. We seem to be missing. I'm in a place in Massachusetts that is divided. We have North and South Massachusetts sort of divided by the Massachusetts Turnpike, which is Interstate 90. And these storms, it's almost like they travel down the highway. The north areas off of the Mass Pike have not gotten any rain at all, their mouths or anything. South of the Mass Pike have been getting heavy rain, and I'm sort of just like right there between.
Yeah.
And we really, really need it. All these farms around, all of my work with haying and stuff, making feed for horses and cows, it's been very much affected to the negative by the dryness. Everything's turning brown. It's really pretty messy. Ugh. And not a great time for air sports, as witnessed by that hot air balloon that drifted into some power lines in Texas over the weekend, crashed to the ground. All the people on board were killed. Here's a news overview of what happened in this pasture in central Texas.
The skies over Hays County won't be the same.
I would see it all the time in San Marcos. You see it all around here.
It is the big balloon with a smiley face, seen here on the Facebook page of Heart of Texas Hot Air Balloon Rides. And the man behind it, owner and pilot Alfred Nichols, better known as Skip.
Well, the first time I saw him, he was flying in that balloon. He was pretty close up high, and this house was up for sale. And he yelled down, and he goes, "How you doing down there?" And I said, "Oh, I'm doing pretty good." And I guess he saw that sign, and, well, next thing you know, he's moving in there, and I went to go introduce myself.
Now neighbors are learning of Skip's tragic death. He and more than a dozen passengers crashed in that balloon near Lockhart.
This is a really sad day.
While neighbors only knew Skip and his roommate and business partner, known to them as Buddy, for a few months, they say the men wasted no time getting to know them and showing off their prized balloons.
So, they're making a big deal. It wasn't registered with the state of Texas. You know, just because something's registered doesn't mean that it's safer or not safe. Most of the time, all that is a way to grab some money from somebody. This is not a regulated business, per se. I remember flying around. As a matter of fact, I remember on my farm about 35 years ago, we had a hot air balloon land. And I have some pictures of this somewhere, Richie. Hot air balloon land in the pasture.
No, I remember you saying that.
And the cows ran over to it, and it was hysterical. And then watching getting this thing going again, heating the air and having the balloon, I was invited to go for a ride, but declined. It ended up that it went up. You know, once it gets in the air, you really can't control.
No.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
You just go up or down.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Right. So whatever way the wind takes you, and if you're near high tension wires, then you're supposed to power it up so it gets higher and doesn't interface. So there must have been some problem. I'm just speculating now. Some problem with the mixture so that the flame couldn't be used and couldn't create the situation for the balloon to go up. Anyway, so there'll be a lot of investigations into that kind of a...
Well,
it's dangerous stuff all over the place.
And the government has taken the opportunity to want to now control and regulate balloon flight now. Yeah. So it's,
the next thing will be trampolines. All these trampolines that now broken legs, neck sprains, concussions.
And that is why I just don't go on trampolines.
Yeah.
I have one in my backyard.
There's a park, apparently, that has a trampoline.
They're everywhere. Doug, you would love this. You go in there, and it's, 200 feet wide by 500 or 600 feet
long. Trampoline, yeah.
And it's just all connected trampolines with pads in between, and even up on the walls, so you can jump and bounce off of the walls. And so my kids have done this for their birthday parties. Well, now it's, you know, everybody's coming out, and they have you sign a waiver for each and every person, kid or adult, that goes in there.
Yeah.
And so now they're having a lot of injuries, and they're starting to say, okay, are these places dangerous? And when I was asking the woman there one time, do you have many injuries? And she said, only from adults. Because
that doesn't surprise me.
Guys like myself would go in there and try to do things and get hurt. The kids, they know what they're capable of, or they're just more flexible and they don't have any problems. But it's always the adults, they say, who are the ones who they have to call the ambulance for.
You know, we always had that problem when I was working as a lifeguard too. Especially when you have little kids and you're trying to teach them to do the right thing. And then you get grown guys coming in and doing backflips and all this stupid stuff, and they're the ones who get hurt.
Yeah, right. All right, Kara, Richie, Doug, on the Monday program, Hillary's speech was over, and when people were leaving, some pretty outrageous things happened. We'll recount that, plus the charges against a man who was supposedly the murderer in the Chandra Levy. Who remembers this from however many years ago?
I do,
it was
6 or 7 years
ago. So that story, because the charges have been dropped against the man after 6 years, coming right up here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by S.C. Johnson. Mosquitoes. We all know they can cause itchy, irritating bites during the summer season. But did you know only female mosquitoes bite your skin? Or that the chemicals in your breath can attract mosquitoes? Scientists at the S.C. Johnson Entomology Research Center have been studying insects for 60 years and have found that body chemistry, proximity to water, and the color of your clothing can make a difference if you want to avoid bites. Dr. Maud Meyer, an S.C. Johnson bug expert, is here to share some tips to help you protect your family from mosquitoes this summer.
Our research at SC Johnson shows that personal repellents that contain DEET offer the best protection against mosquito bites. DEET affects the scent receptors in mosquitoes, making it difficult for them to recognize humans as a food source. In order to best protect your family, look for effective personal repellents like Off that contain DEET.
For more facts and tips on avoiding mosquito bites this summer, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it.
I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't miss out on the lowest prices of the season event at Sam's Club this Saturday, August 6th. Get a Vizio 55-inch 4K SmartCast TV, just $428. Doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
The human eye blinks about 17,000 times a day. But here's an eye-opener. You can lose your sight to eye disease if you wait for symptoms before having them checked. Think about this. UV damage is one of the leading contributors to cataracts and macular degeneration. But your eye doctor has solutions to help prevent that. So get your yearly comprehensive eye exam. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find a doctor near you in the blink of an eye. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
46 after the hour now. Doug, Rich, and Kara, what is wrong with people? After the Thursday night speech of Hillary Clinton, people were leaving. Many of them went through the media area. They broke things, stole things, vandalized things. There were some people who were working there, actually working on our problem today, that had thousands of dollars of equipment broken, stolen. And then you wonder, what is America all about? What is there about these sorts of things that people find appealing? I don't get these. I just don't get it. The fact that people feel like they need to destroy things for to do what? It's like after a basketball team wins, they destroy downtown Boston. They destroy New York, burn cars and stuff. What's the matter with people? Why? What is there about human nature?
I couldn't explain to you. I always wonder the same thing.
But first of all, it was the planning here at the DNC convention that they have the people exit in the same place where they have the media stations set up in the concourse. So if you're in the convention center, it's right in the main concourse. So they put all those people trying to exit in the same place. And as people walked by, they either just knocked stuff over or decided, hey, I want this camera.
Yeah, I'll take this.
And took it.
Yeah.
Which is surprising to me that they don't have these things planned out to a T, that they don't go through all of these scenarios that could happen. I mean, there are so many people there.
Yeah.
But
you would think that they probably thought of this. But, you know, I don't know.
The only thing I noticed after Hillary's speech was Bill Clinton staring at balloons. There are so many articles of him just staring in wonder like he's never seen balloons before.
It's hysterical. He's playing with the balloons like a little kid, man.
All right. The U.S. Attorney's Office has asked a judge to dismiss charges against Ingmar Guandiqiu. How do you pronounce
Guandique,
that?
Guandique, I think.
Him too. A Salvadorian immigrant. He was found guilty in 2010 of the murder of Chandra Levy, which goes back to 2001. Remember Congressman Gary Condit, who was thought to have had some kind of an affair with her? He was looked at as perhaps, and maybe now, whether they go back and look at him again or not.
No, they don't. This guy did it. They just can't prove it. The evidence isn't enough to bring the charges.
Well, he's been in jail since 2010, right?
For the murder of somebody else.
Oh.
So he has murdered other people in the same manner that she was killed. They just can't connect him to hers and don't have enough evidence to convict.
Yeah,
so he's in jail anyway?
He's in jail anyway for another murder, but he's about to get out for that, so now they're just going to deport him.
Yeah, he's here illegally, so they're going to deport him.
Great. Another illegal immigrant.
He'll sneak back. He'll be back.
Helping out America.
Can't wait.
Watch your daughters.
All right, 10 before the hour. All right, Richie, calm down. 10 before the hour.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Dum-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-didd
my eye was
right,
bad.
You can't move
but then one day I
along
was
fast.
A slightly eighth note.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I am now all words to take an halitosis. All right, well, I'm diddle, 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 diddle.
I was wondering what you were going to get the rhyme with that.
Diddle, 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 diddle. All right, so there's news about a Mary Poppins sequel. How do you have a sequel to something that was done, what, 50 years ago? Mary Poppins
well,
is going to be 50 years old.
Well, they're going to forget the fact that the movie's 50 years old, but Emily Blunt's going to play Mary Poppins. And,
makes good sense. Yeah, that's good, Jerry.
They
that's
just, just reportedly, they're in negotiations with Meryl Streep to bring her in. She's going to play Mary Poppins' cousin. And then, I'm not familiar with him, but the guy who created the Broadway Tony Award-winning Broadway show Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda, he's going to co-star in the film, play a variation on the Dick Van Dyke Chimney Sweep.
What in the world? Character. What? Why? That doesn't make.
Well, I would say this. Mary Poppins is a very popular movie. I did a revival of it a couple of years ago. We had a really big crowd. I think it's a good idea for Disney. I think it'll be. With Disney,
so we have to have a Hispanic.
Well.
What is this? Am I being politically incorrect here? Why do we need a Hispanic guy to play Dick Van Dyke's role?
I have no idea.
I don't think they need to. I think he's just the most popular guy in theater around right now.
He just is.
Yeah.
It's not like okay.
Well, here's the thing. They're not going to get Dick Van Dyke back. No. So they got to go in a different direction.
So who would be a good choice for a Dick Van Dyke type at this point?
Jason Bourne.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, speaking of that.
It might be Ian Ziering, who did an amazing job on Sharknado. If you want to give a one-word review of last night's Sharknado 4.
Sure, go ahead.
Awesome.
All right. So last night, Friday night I went to see Jason Bourne. Saturday night I went to see Star Trek. And I thought they both delivered exactly what you would expect. The people who are looking for Academy Award performances, not going to find them.
Movies
that are entertainment? There was a story to both of them. Chuck, have you seen them both?
No, I have not. Scale of 1 to 10, what would you give Jason Bourne?
I'd give it an 8.5.
Star Trek Beyond, scale of 1 to 10.
7.5 to 8, probably.
Pretty good. I'll tell you a quick story. I brought my we weren't going to do it, but it's rated R. But anyway, I brought my daughter and my wife to see this movie, Captain Fantastic, which is more of an art house movie with Viggo Mortensen. And it was a good film. I enjoyed it. But anyway, about halfway through the film, Viggo Mortensen does a 5-second full frontal.
I know what I'm seeing this weekend.
It was a little bizarre, sitting there with my daughter.
Yeah. All right, I'm sure it was exciting.
Did you cover her eyes?
No. But after the movie, she said, "Can we go home and watch The Walking Dead?" I said, "Sure, no problem." So, you know.
Great. All right, Chucker, we have box office totals. What did well this weekend?
It was Jason Bourne, number one. It opened to a pretty solid $60 million in business. Number two, movie you saw, Star Trek Beyond, $24 million, $106 million in 2 weeks. The only thing here, it dropped off 59% week to week, which is a little bit steeper than the studio probably wanted. The new comedy, Bad Moms, with Mila Kunis, a solid $23.4 million in its opening frame. That on a $20 million budget. The animated Secret Life of Pets placed fourth, $18 million, $296 million in 4 weeks of release, and the horror film Lights Out round out the top five. That's done 10.8. $42 million in 2 weeks of release on a budget of $5 million. The big film opening this weekend is going to be Warner Brothers superhero movie Suicide Squad, which is tracking at a very whopping $125 million opening weekend. I got a chance on Sunday night. I have a projector in my office. I watched the Batman vs. Superman Ultimate Edition, which adds 30 minutes to that movie. It makes the movie better, and it is definitely the definitive cut. And I give it a 9 out of 10. I actually love that cut of that movie.
Well, I think the Star Wars movie that I saw was, as I said, what you'd expect. Star Trek, yeah. And I thought that the Jason Bourne thing delivered exactly what the promotion said it would. But what I was surprised about with the Star Trek is the Chinese completely produced that. It's a complete Chinese movie. You look at the credits at the beginning. All of them are Chinese companies producing that show. 59 past the hour.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.